Well, Carl, many congratulations. What a great win that was.
Yeah, it was a fantastic effort by the players. Difficult first half that we had to endure and overcome, but we showed tremendous spirit, especially in that second half period.
Yeah, 15-6 down at half time. You obviously dug yourself out of a bit of a hole there.
Yeah, it was a difficult game first half. We struggled to get any speed of ball around the breakdown. They were able to manage the breakdown better than we were. We had some different interpretations from the referee on their defending our drive and our maul. So that was all obstacles that we had to overcome and endure. And I'd say second half we did that. We were able to hold high field position, and our line speed and collision defensively were fantastic, especially that last 20-minute period.
You mentioned the defending the drive and the maul. The pack has had to adapt a bit lately, hasn't it, really? I remember the game at Nottingham in the British and Irish Cup. You had to change things around there. Obviously, in the Championship game against Jersey, there were problems there, which you had to overcome in the end.
Yes, I think so. This was more around referees' interpretation of their defensive drive, to be honest. But, you know, we came up with a solution, and also in hand with that is defensively we're excellent. We showed great line speed and great collision that second half. And, you know, Munster always pride themselves coming good in the last 20 minutes, especially at home. But we were outstanding that last 20-minute period to shut them out. And delighted to beat Munster at home as well as away this evening.
To do the double over them is a tremendous effort, really.
Yeah, that's correct. In any cup competition, to beat a side like Munster with the history they've got, and they've got the same characteristics in their A team as they've got in the senior side, and for us to come to a difficult place like Cork and to overcome obstacles and come out with the win is all credit to the players.
A good second half for your scrum halves, I think. JB Brazulier and Charlie Mulcrone both getting over.
Yeah, they look pretty sharp. JB was very sharp first half, and then Charlie came on, and as the game began to break up, he was able to get little yards and little snipes around edges. So, yeah, credit to both of them.
Now, you've obviously qualified for the quarterfinals with a game to spare, so presumably this will have some impact on your team selection for the final game.
I think, we obviously want to keep that momentum of winning. We want to do credit to the players that played this evening. So, next has to be an important fixture at Sixways. And as we've talked all season, we want to keep expanding and developing our game. And Saturday against Nottingham is no different.